The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Don't forget John Feinstein will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy is on the schedule at 9. And Gabby, Bruce Boudreau, former Caps coach, current NHL network analyst, he's on at 9:25. He's got a full guest roster.
I know we're going to hit the skins here momentarily. Cakes is going to the Wizards game tomorrow.
I am, yes.
And they're playing the Nuggets. That's a Russell Westbrook revenge game.
I didn't even know Russ was on the Nugs, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. I hate the revenge. Can we stop? This is like, I know it's Cakes' thing. I apologize, Cakes. I hate the revenge game angle.
I love revenge game
narratives.
People
talk about it now all the time.
Oh, they do.
It's the most cliche thing.
It's a real
ever.
Thing.
There's like
it is cliche. Cakes is into it.
Guys on the roster. Revenge game.
Ooh, of course.
I need to think
Russell Westbrook's bounced around on like five teams at this point.
These guys try hard every week.
Say it's Commanders.
And maybe in the NBA not so much.
Coming up.
And the NBA might mean something because they don't necessarily try. If you watch NBA
in the
games,
NFL,
it doesn't look like they try hard that
listen,
much.
You're not going to get an argument from me.
Anyway, I just wanted to point out the absurdity of what the Joker is doing in the NBA right now.
Well, I'm going to watch it in person tomorrow.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Ricky, he's number three in points per game, averaging 29.9 points per game. He is number two, he's the center, number two in assists per game at 10.4 assists per game, and he's number one in rebounds at 13.4 rebounds per game. So he's averaging a trip-dub, averaging 30 points per game, and I believe he's in the top 10 in steals, and he's shooting over 50% in three-pointers.
I saw
it. Despite all that, I'm there tomorrow night to watch my guy, Bilal Coulibaly, rebound
from 0 for 10.
From his 0 for 10 performance against the Mavs last night. I couldn't care less about watching Joker play.
Joker, did he have a trip dub last night too?
Yes.
He did, yeah. They lost to Cavs. The Cavs are 20-3.
It's a pretty good start.
Kenny Atkinson's doing something
special. It's basically
special
the flip of the Wizards' schedule. Flip those two numbers around. That's basically what the Wizards are looking at.
But think about it. He's a center. He's number two in assists. He's number nine in steals per game. And he's shooting 50% from the three-point line. And it's not like he barely shoots. He shoots over four threes a game.
He's pretty good.
Unbelievable player.
Whoopie-doo.
So if you actually look up Cakes, appreciate the greatness.
I mean, I haven't seen my guy Chris Farley and his wife in a while. There'll be some catching up.
Of course.
There'll be some drinking the signature Hennessy drink in the Hennessy loft.
You think Farley could maybe tuck a few pairs of shoes under his...
Well, I mean,
under his like, armpits.
You think he wants to walk around Cap One with three pairs of Brooks tucked under his skinny arms?
Maybe he could just give them to you like in the parking lot after the dinner.
How about you just text him and say, hey, I'd love a pair of Brooks. You know where to send them. And he'll take care of you.
He lives like 10 minutes from here. You can drive over.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know he's not. Yeah. I'm just saying he could.
Well, he could.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. You can grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. You need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep.
By the way, your boy Koulibaly in his last five games has a total of 25 points.
It's not great. But again, it's development. I know
you keep telling me
that. Be honest.
I'm looking out into the horizon for his development. That's what I'm doing.
I would tell you.
Like, that's not realistic. You better squint. Squint's realistic.
Like, I'm on the beach, and I'm looking out on that horizon, and I'm seeing how it's going to look when he's like 24 or 25 years old.
I want you to swear on your children.
Yeah.
Okay, that you're going to tell the truth.
Yes, I will tell the truth.
Because that's the most important thing in your life.
Of course.
Have you lost a little faith in Bilal?
Zero faith.
You swear on your children.
I've lost zero faith.
Huh. You swear on your children.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so early in his development. So early.
You sure? You sure you want to go
with that? All I know is you guys are going to be heaping flowers at me in 2 or 3 years when Bilal is blossoming and has developed into the fully grown and developed NBA player.
Bilal. What is that? What does that look like?
Oh, I don't know what it looks like. I hope it looks better.
See, he has faith, but he doesn't have faith in what it's going to be.
I don't know exactly what it looks like. How? What am I? No,
but is he
going
to be a star in the league?
Kicks. No, he's not going to be.
Let's hope so.
Kicks. Also in the last five games.
That's backed off. Yeah.
He's backing off.
Yeah, you just dude your kids.
He's trying to just stick to his guns.
My kids are good.
So he's taken 42 shots in his last five games. How many has he made in his last 42 shots?
Let's go 9 of 42.
Seven. It's pretty close. Of 42.
And probably a handful of them are dunks.
Look, you guys.
I know none last night were.
You guys all just want a fully finished product at the age of 20 or 21, however old he is, and he's not a finished product.
No, I want a guy.
And Dawkins knew that going in.
It's not what I want. Right. I want a guy that gives you flashes. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay. And early in the season,
no one's
gave
expecting him to be fully polished.
I'm not expecting 25 points per game now.
No one.
I'm expecting once in a blue moon, show me something and go like, oh, okay.
Right.
And it's
how many of those games
did you do that early enough in the season? He was having a good early stretch to the season.
How many how many really good games did he tie together?
I don't know.
Probably
a half
three or four.
Dozen or so.
He did?
Okay. I would think.
Not a half dozen.
I'm going to go half dozen solid.
I would
for my
think.
Guy Bilal.
Well, hold on. He had
two wins.
He had four consecutive games where he had 23, 17, 27, 22.
All right, there you go.
That's a glimmer.
All right, four.
But what has happened? I mean, happened to him?
I can't explain it. Ask
scouting reports.
Ask Keith.
Yeah, maybe.
Ask the coach. Don't ask
me. Scouting reports say, back up. Don't let him drive to the basket.
Look, you guys all want the Wizards to be a 55-win team in year two of the rebuild.
No.
And I know that's not happening.
No, we want the guy that they drafted with the first-round pick to show us a little more than he has.
Okay. Maybe it's going to take a little longer than you expect.
The rebuild may never happen. Let's be honest. We don't know it's going to happen.
It may not.
Just because they're drafting high doesn't mean that they're going to rebuild.
It may be a big, gigantic failure.
Team.
We don't know.
Correct.
Hopefully, it develops into them being a perennial playoff team.
I didn't want to piss you off on a Friday.
I'm not pissed. I'm just defending.
I just wanted to point out some numbers.
My guy. I got to defend my guy while he's getting piled
on. I'm just surprised you swore on your children that you hadn't lost any faith.
I haven't wavered.
I know you haven't publicly wavered, but I'm asking you in your core.
The core. My gooey core. Still have a lot of faith in Bilal. Right. In Bilal, I trust.
Right.
I can't remember. I saw a list of, I think it was top 25 players under 25.
Yeah.
He did come in at 25.
Okay. He made
so they still he
list.
Was still on the list.
He just snuck
of,
in.
Of like hope.
I need him to go on a heater.
All right, we said we were going to hit the Skins. Let's get to the Commanders. Given the Wizards too much time lately. Mm-hmm. 2-18.
They're brutal.
2-18. Wow.
All right, just a couple things. Then I want to get into something. There's a lot to get into. All right, so obviously it's so funny. I do hate the revenge game angle, but it is interesting that Marshawn Lattimore's return will finally be against the Saints, Cakes.
Yeah.
And the headline here is, I think Adam Schefter said this. Now, I don't think he's saying this because it's the Saints. But he went on the Pat McAfee show and he said, when they get back from their bye after this week, sounds like Marshawn Lattimore's going to make his Commanders debut, his first big back for Washington. And he says it should be a jolt. In the arm for Washington, coming off its bye, getting its Pro Bowl quarterback. Now, I don't think it's simply because they're playing the Saints.
I think it's because he's
going to make them better.
Yeah. I wonder if Chris Olave will play in that game.
I don't know what he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's had concussions, multiple concussions.
Right. Well, they might want
to. He's eligible to play in that game, but I don't know if he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might just want to rest him. How much of an impact do you think Lattimore? Do you think Lattimore will have an impact that like an average fan can see?
I hope he does.
Like make a play or two on a ball, or they just stay away from, you know, half the field. I don't know.
I don't think he'll make some plays. Yeah,
he'll make a play or two.
Yeah, I think he'll stand out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how bad his hamstring was. I mean, he hadn't played in, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Apparently it was pretty bad.
Four or five weeks?
All those weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it earlier. Jaden Daniels was voted NFL Rookie of the Week again. I wanted to throw it out there for people. It's the 8th time this season that he's won the award. Now, Valdez has got this in my head now, and now I'm paying attention. Does this mean something to you? 800-636-1067. It is kind of funny from afar. I maintain, and I do believe this in my heart of hearts, it doesn't matter who wins the Rookie of the Year. You give it to Brock Bowers. You want to give it to Bo Nix, that's fine. I do think it's a kind of a classic example of how we build somebody up. And then, not that they're tearing down Jaden, but now they're on to the next thing. You know what I mean? Bo Nix is kind of the flavor of the month right now. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of love. So, you know. But if you're a Commanders fan, Valdez's theory is that we all want, or we're upset when Jaden doesn't win the weekly Rookie of the Week award, etc., and that we're jealous of other guys when they win.
I don't buy into that at all.
That's Valdez's theory.
I don't think people care about the weekly, but I do think there are a portion of fans that find the accolades important. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, they want to say, our guy won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Even though, look, you found your franchise quarterback. He's probably going to be here for a decade plus. It really shouldn't matter if he finishes first, second,
right,
or third.
Right, because remember, it doesn't matter.
But there's definitely a portion of fans that'll be upset. If Bo, even the way you said it, it kind of irked you to say Bo Nix.
Well, because I do think that he's had a better year overall than Bo. I think he's been one of the most impactful players in the game. But I'm pro Bo Nix. I'm pro all the quarterbacks.
I think so.
What have you done for me lately? Because the 3-game losing streak really affected.
It coincided with Nix playing better, too.
Right, because they won 3 straight.
But all you should care about is that you found your guy, he plays well, he puts up good numbers.
And to put it in context, remember, Robert won Rookie of the Year, Chase Young won Rookie of the Year. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
I think Chase Young's still stuck on 3.5 sacks last
year. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Yeah, defense.
There was an interesting graph, actually a series of like 4 or 5 graphs I saw this weekend comparing Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. And I do think Jaden Daniels overall has better numbers. But this is a fan vote. So Jaden's won 8 out of 13. Mm-hmm. But week by week, it was almost split down the middle as to who'd perform better on an individual week.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
If there's a true race, the last month of the season probably matters. And they have similar storylines, and they've taken over as rookies. Their teams, I think, have identical records at 8-5.
Yep.
So kind of how it closes out will probably mean something. And then Bo Nix had kind of a statistical advantage in the old school stats, just touchdowns and some of those things. And having 3 touchdowns this week,
if you're a Commanders fan sitting at home and you start raging because Bo Nix wins the Pepsi Rookie of the Week 1 week over Jaden Daniels, you're like an unhinged person.
Well, a lot of guys.
I just don't understand.
All right, so this is from Matt Holder from the Bleacher Report. Wide receiver is a current weakness in Washington. Finding a compliment to Terry McLaurin should be a big priority for the club this spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Currently projected to have nearly $100 million of cap space to go after a big fish. Blank will be one of the most recognizable names on the open market and has plenty of experience. He's 28 years old. He's going to turn 29. He's got 39 touchdowns and 7,300 yards. You know what I'm talking about.
T. Higgins?
No.
I don't think T. Higgins is that old.
I thought he was younger.
Higgins, like, Higgins 28.
He'll be 29 in February.
28-year-old that has 39 touchdowns?
He has 39 career touchdowns, 7,266 yards currently in his career.
What's he have this year?
I don't have that number in front of me. Right. What strikes me is I feel like this guy's been hurt a little bit.
Is he an NFC or AFC player?
I don't want to answer that.
How many touchdowns?
39. I'm not sure who that is.
How about this? He's the number 2 on his team.
His team's current number 2 wideout. Don't say Deebo Samuel.
No.
Okay.
You guys can't get it?
Don't say Amari Cooper.
Nope.
Chris Godwin. Oh. How would you feel about the Commanders throwing a boatload of money at Chris? Now, I don't follow him that closely, but I get this. I feel like he's been hurt.
He suffered a major injury. Yeah. Did he have an ACL or a leg break? Yeah. Like one of the two. I can't remember.
Isn't he out for the year?
He's been out for weeks. Yeah. If he's 100% healthy, I kind of like it.
He'll be 29.
Very good player.
So you get him probably like three. You should get three or four.
I'd like T. Higgins better.
Oh, I would love T. Higgins over.
I mean, he's going to cost you a little bit
now,
more.
Now, Higgins, he gets banged up too. Yeah. Like he's missed his fair share of games, but when he's healthy and dialed in, he's a top 10, top 12-ish type wide receiver in the league.
But they're going to address it.
You'd be getting him in his prime at 26 years old.
I don't know if it'll be in free agency or the draft, but they're definitely going to address the position.
You know, we don't have time to do it now. Maybe we can do it in another segment, or we have like a year to do this. But when I did that podcast with those guys, nice guys, the Ref to District guys, one of the guys over there is already panicking about 2025 because he's seen our opponents.
Okay.
And he's already seeing doom and gloom.
Right.
And we've touched on it briefly, but I mean, the schedule is a lot more difficult next season on paper.
Yep.
You know, when you have the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Lions, the Broncos,
I bet you're not going to do they're the Lions bit next year when we're picking the schedule.
Yeah. Are you going to do that?
Are you going to do that bit?
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see where they are.
It's going to test your theory.
Let's see where they are next year. Like, what if we're playing them? They're like 2-3 or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, heading into the season, I'm going to guess they're one of the NFC favorites heading into 2025.
But anyway, my point is that he was already sort of in a panic. He was almost like in a win now.
Did you tell him to live in the now?
I told him relax.
What are you worried about?
You don't even know what we're going to do in the off season. Of course, we got all this stuff. Like, I don't want to think about it. But it was interesting. He was almost in a panic, like, we got to win now.
Did you drop
because next year is going to be a poop show.
You should have dropped the Kyle Shanahan on him. Like, we don't even know if we're going to make it out of the weekend.
Right.
We don't know if we're going to be alive next week, let alone in 2025.
But I will say this, that I don't want to give it any credence. Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Broncos, Lions, Bears. That is those are tough outs.
Sounds pretty daunting.
Those are tough outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully we do make some those guys aren't dumb. They know.
I mean, Adam Peters isn't going to just.
I know he's not going to sit on his hands. Of course. We'll be better next year. I would think on paper we should be better next year, barring catastrophic injury. But
hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is kind of interesting. Man, next year could be a lot different.
I'm hoping we're just continuing a positive
trajectory.
But those are
tough outs. It is hard to deny it.
Yeah.
They're tougher outs.
You know what? Take 1 year at a time.
I am.
Still got plenty of season and playoffs ahead, EB.
Potentially.
800-636-1067 is the number right here on the Junkies.